nice to be here after these 5 days of emotions, of feelings, of love, of faces, of eyes. So what to say after all this time? I would like just to share a little of biotransenergetics, because biotransenergetics is a big methodology that came to me, I don't know how, but it started from here, from presumption. When I was young, I was very presumptuous, and nothing of I found was fit to me. So I decided to create something that fit to me. So I have to thank to my narcissism. At that time, I hope that now is a little better. No? But without this young warrior inside, I never had created something like this. But I say that happens to me because I don't know how. Now the biotransenergetics is taught to 2 trainings in Italy. One of those is full accredited by the Ministry of University, which does it mean that we have almost 200 psychotherapists, medicine doctor or psychologists that do as professional issue the biotransenergetics. So it's a reality, but it started from something that started happening to me since the 82. And don't be afraid, only this model. This is just to give you an idea of the complexity of biotransenergetics. I say that, of course, I use this in psychotherapy because I am doctor and psychotherapist, but it's something, it's a discipline. She has an ontology that means what it is. What it is. What we are working with, and we will see. But this is an ontology as if, we do as if the things are in this way. So we have map and models that say how you can say this, what are you saying, no? What you can do this and say this. Then we have a phenomenology. And we have a methodology. The core, of course, is the practice, the methodology. But I will share with you, we have the big picture, I will share with you only a few key of awareness. So I will share with you something that is in the methodology. This young man that was the best, had experiences that everything is love and we actually doesn't exist. But this experience, as you all know, is something that if you have the grace to have, is a journey that starts. Nothing is as it was before, after an experience, when you realize that actually we don't exist. Actually, we are just an expression of the love, of the self. So I spoke about ontology. The ontology of biotransenergetics is everything is love. Or in psychology field, we can name the self. Everything is the self. Or everything is the field, everything is the essence. Or in the religious field, we can name everything is God, or supreme consciousness, or nirvana, or nagual, or everything you want to name. So, this is the ontology, this is the experience you have. everything is love, and this, the field, the self, is working in a transformation process following the law. The law is the two making one. The two is always the principle of transformation. So, what we can do as person, as spiritual seekers, as professional, if everything is the self, everything is life? Love. This is one of the key. We have 8 keys there in the methodology. We have 8 keys to try to do this, to try to be aware of this. The first key is the zero, the passage of the zero. I name this shamanic triad. Why I name this shamanic triad? Because this seems to me what happens every time we have enter a transformation process. Every time, this means every moment, when something happens and flow, following the love, this is happening. So that love that is everything is flowing, we know. The force of love, the force of nature, the force of our desire, the force of our ego also, the force of all the state and stages of Wilbur says, we can say are a flow of forces. And every time we face something, we enter in contact with the boundary. The consciousness appears when we enter in contact with something, with your eyes, with these walls, with everything, with the ego, with everything, with the problem. Okay, but what we do normally when we find a problem? We try to solve the problem, we fight against the problem, we ask why, we try to forget the problem. We start with strategies to solve the problem. And this is the problem. This means that we forgot that everything is love. So what we are here, lost in our problem, lost in our ego, lost in the trauma of the past, lost of in our identifications. What we do? Strategies. Years of psychotherapy, depending on the approach, is going behind or behaving in some way, or even meditating. But everything is love. Everything is happening into the field that is the self and that is love. So what to do? Zero. Disappear. You are not necessary. You are not necessary. You, of course, I mean our ego, our strategies, our thinking, our ways to try to solve the problem. If we do the zero when we are here, for example, I face you and I start to feel, oh, maybe what is thinking to me, the judgment, no? Disappear. If I disappear, I enter more in contact with you. And maybe I see your face and I think, oh, this guy now is happy. Disappear and disappear and disappear. Zero and zero and zero. More zero we do, more we enter in true contact. And more we see everything is love. More we see, we all are brother and sister. Because of course, we read on the books, the wise men and women say to us, everything is perfect. We are sister and brother. But with which mind we approach these? With which attitude? If you do strategy, we simply forgot. Zero means I let the flow of the self work. I let the principle of transformation happen. And do the zero is not a practice. It's something that I become aware. If everything is love and we are blessed of the grace of the self, be aware. And be aware is even not meditating, because you are already in a meditative space. If you do vipassana to enter, okay, could happen, because could happen also washing food. But you do everything you want. But be aware that everything you do is happening into the field of love. Do meditation, walk in the nature, go to work, be angry. Everything is happening there. And that space, that self has not space, has not time. Is of course here and now and all around. Yesterday, Moody spoke about this, the near-death experience. There is no time and no space, and you can't understand with the same mind. So, to solve problems, to live our life, and to be in resonance with the life force and the law of the forces. Don't use the same mind, the ordinary mind. Disappear. To do this, you have to disappear. If you do something, you do as a strategy to get something. Because of course, when you disappear, you do everything. The vei vu vei of the Tao. Everything is already happening, and you are acted by the self. So let the self work. But what? Another key is persistency of contact. But stay in contact. Disappear, but stay. Disappear to every judgment, but stay in contact. If I want to enter in contact with you, stay in contact. Ah, no, but maybe she's thinking that I want to seduce her. Or no, stay in contact, disappear, stay. So the zero and the persistence of contact are two keys. All the keys that are eight are in oligarchic connection. This means more you do the zero, more you are able to persist in contact. More you persist in contact, more something else happen. But this is what I said before. You see, all tradition speak about this principle of transformation. The two making one. The two makes one. So the law of this self, of this love, remember, we act as if everything is driven by the law of the two making one. Transcend include the two making one. But you have not to transcend include. It's happening. You have to be aware that the transcendence inclusion is happening. If you do, you do what I call both-end fallacy. And I also wrote in an article, and I want to send to Ken Wilber, about this, because integral means not touched. So don't touch nothing. If you put together both end, theory and practice, you are putting together something. Be aware that theory and practice is here and now. In this moment, we are having an integral experience. But if you are aware of it, if you just listen to me, try to understand, you have not an integral experience. But everything is integral in this moment. Do nothing and stay. And we will see that the law is happening. The self is working through the law, which I name the Father Mode. I say, if the law is another key of awareness, the Father Mode, if, as if everything is love, as if everything is flowing, as if you can disappear, as if you disappearing, you realize that the law is working, respect the law. The Father Mode tell to you, respect the law. Be aware that everything you do, as we try to solve the problem, we are just in the white part, in the little circle up, and we forgot what is behind the stage. We forgot the love. If you want to solve the problem, we forgot the love. If we want to solve the problem, we are just in the upper circle. We forgot the lower circle, and even more, we forgot the big white circle that is the self and the love. What we do every time? If I do this and I ask you, what are you saying? What are you seeing? A dot, a dot, a dot, a dot. Everywhere and every time people answer a dot. You don't see the sheet, and you don't see the wall, and you don't see me, and you don't see you, and you don't see you watching you, speaking, this is a dot. So we live in what I name the first attention. This is the first attention. It's a dot. Of course, if you think that that you are seeing a dot, you act in your life as if this is a dot. But there is not only a dot. So there is not only a problem. There is all the shit that is. There is all the self here and now. All the ally are here and now. Be aware. And to do this, you have to shift. For what I name, taken by Castaneda, the second attention. But this happened in any moment. Ah, you. No, wait. You and the field. You and the field and me that I am looking at you. Expand your state of consciousness. Be aware. Go in the second attention. Put into the stage also the backstage, and we will respect the law of the self. Just this is just a little keys, little part of biotransenergetics that I wanted to share with you. Thanks for listening.